Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there has been no movement of civilians out or humanitarian aid in to embattled eastern Ghouta in Syria, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause. Mark Lowcock, UN Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council Wednesday.
Have any civilians left eastern Ghouta? No. Is there any actual improvement in the humanitarian situation in eastern Ghouta since the passage of the resolution, demanding as it did unimpeded access? No.
Lowcock referring to Saturday's Security Council resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire, which has not been implemented, adding it's impossible for aid convoys to reach the needy during a five-hour pause in fighting. Hundreds have died, nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment at the last major rebel stronghold near Damascus. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry took aim at Syria, Russia, and Iran for allowing the suffering to go on.
Once again, we, including Russia, demanded in this Security Council chamber that Assad stop the bombing. And yet Russia, Iran, and Assad continue their attacks, defying the wishes of this council and the international community.
Russia's ambassador said the terrorists in eastern Ghouta remain a legitimate target. Vasily Nemedzia said the jihadist group Jabhat al-Nusra must be neutralized. Four Bangladeshi UN peacekeepers with the MINUSMA force were killed, four wounded Wednesday, when their vehicle hit a landmine in central Mali. The soldiers were driving on a road linking the towns of Boni and Duwensa in Mopti region. Stefan Dujarric is the UN spokesman.
Special Representative of the Secretary General, Mohamed Saleh Anadif, condemned the attack. We join him in extending our condolences to the families of the victims and in wishing a speedy recovery to those injured.
6 Malian soldiers were killed in the same place Tuesday. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, at an international conference in Kabul, offered a recognition to the Taliban as a political group, part of a proposed political process to end the 16-year war. Michael Kugelman, a South Asia analyst at the Washington-based Wilson Center, called the proposal extraordinary, with so many unprecedented concessions.
And he has also made this offer so very public. He essentially used this conference to essentially advertise the fact that he's ready to talk peace with the Taliban.
The Afghan leader said with a truce, prisoners could be released, new elections held, and the constitution reviewed. The Taliban has offered to talk with the U.S., but so far has refused direct dialogue with Kabul. South Korean President Moon Jae-in used an Independence Day address Thursday to describe Japan's wartime use of comfort women as crimes against humanity. Mr. Moon said in resolving the issue, Japan, the perpetrator, should not say it's over. The unfortunate history, he said, must be remembered, learning from it, he said, is the real resolution. Japan's chief cabinet secretary described the remarks as extremely regrettable. Japan ruled Korea as a colony for the first half of the 20th century and forced many Korean women to work in wartime brothels. Japan has apologized to the women and provided funding as part of a 2015 agreement. According to reports citing unidentified sources, the chairman of China's CEFC China Energy, a private firm that struck a multi-billion dollar deal with Russia's oil company Rosneft, is under investigation for economic crimes. Ye Jianming was taken in for questioning early this year. It follows the Chinese government's decision to take over insurance company Anbang and said its chairman was prosecuted for economic crimes. President Donald Trump Wednesday led dignitaries in honoring the late American evangelist Billy Graham, whose body lays in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda following his death last week at age 99.
We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preaching and the prayers of Billy Graham, the hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many.
Graham, known as America's pastor, was set off for counsel by several presidents and reached hundreds of millions worldwide with a Christian message. Mr. Trump is to attend the Graham funeral in Charlotte, North Carolina, Friday. British police have arrested 3 men in connection with a Sunday explosion in the city Leicester that killed 5 and caused a collapse of a building. 3 suspects could be charged with manslaughter. Terrorism is not suspected. Fresh snowfall and icy conditions are forecast for much of Europe Thursday as the region shivers through an Arctic blast from Siberia called the Beast from the East. The Geneva airport was forced to close Thursday. Nearly 50 weather-related deaths have been tallied since Friday, most in Eastern Europe. Much of Britain and Ireland are blanketed with snow. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.